Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 3rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
U.S. Wind says Baltimore Steel Facility will move ahead despite feds pulling back $47.4 million. U.S. Wind, the developer of a planned Maryland offshore wind farm, remains committed to moving forward with the Sparrows Point Steel Marshalling Project, despite the federal government withdrawing a $47.4 million grant for the project. The U.S. Department of Transportation recently pulled back $679 million in grants for port and rail infrastructure improvements, citing a Trump administration effort to cut funding for offshore wind farms. However, U.S. Wind is adamant that the $400 million Sparrows Point project will continue, bringing hundreds of manufacturing jobs to the Baltimore region. The company believes that steel manufactured on-site will support the shipbuilding industry, emphasizing the importance of Sparrows Point steel for Maryland's industrial future.
Innovative Designs, Inc., IVDN, passes $2 million revenue mark and announces over 100% projected increase in fiscal Q3 sales versus previous year, with fourth consecutive quarter of profitability. Innovative Designs, Inc. has reached a significant milestone by surpassing the $2 million revenue mark for the first time in company history. The company projects a more than 100% increase in revenue for the fiscal third quarter compared to the previous year. This marks the fourth consecutive quarter of profitability for Innovative Designs, Inc. The company has also eliminated long-term and convertible debt obligations, paying off over $85,000 without issuing any new shares. Management is focused on maintaining a low share structure and increasing shareholder value. The demand for Innovative Designs Insultex house wrap continues to grow due to new building codes, and the company is working to increase production levels and certifications to meet customer needs.
LifeQuest World Corp. signs letter of intent to acquire a well-established solid waste management company in the Pacific Northwest. LifeQuest World Corp. has signed a letter of intent to acquire a well-established solid waste management company in the Pacific Northwest. The acquisition includes issuing 2,888,290 Series B preferred shares and a $500,000 cash payment. Max Kahn will remain as president, CEO, and director post-acquisition. This move aligns with LifeQuest's goal to become a leader in sustainable environmental technologies by combining solid waste management with their wastewater treatment business. The acquired company has a strong presence in the Pacific Northwest, with over 3,000 accounts and exclusive distribution rights for an innovative food waste biodigester. This acquisition will also complement LifeQuest's international wastewater treatment business with a qualified sale pipeline of approximately $28 million across Africa, the Philippines, and Southeast Asia.
State roundup, more Trump impossible fight over MD National Guard. More admin falls short on climate goals. Health officials worry that federal messaging could spur COVID rise. Governor Wes Moore asserts authority over Maryland's National Guard in response to President Donald Trump's threats. The Moore administration falls short on climate goals, facing criticism for backtracking on progressive policies. Health officials fear mixed federal messaging could lead to a rise in COVID cases. Moore takes a leadership role in resisting Trump's administration, advocating for states to lead where Washington fails. Baltimore sees a drop in homicides as Trump continues to attack the city. Former Governor Martin O'Malley criticizes DOGE over alleged pirating of Social Security data. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accuses CBS of editing her remarks about a Maryland resident's criminal background. The Maryland Women's Heritage Center is closing due to lack of funding and volunteers. a Maryland firearms dealer, is found liable for intensifying Baltimore's gun violence crisis and ordered to pay $62 million in damages.
Vanguard expands South American uranium portfolio with closing of UD Promedio project in Paraguay. Adjacent to UEC, Vanguard Mining Corp. has closed the acquisition of the UD Promedio project in Paraguay, expanding its South American uranium portfolio. The project spans approximately 90,000 hectares within the Paraná Basin, adjacent to Uranium Energy Corp.'s UD deposit. CEO David Greenway sees this as a significant milestone, highlighting the political stability and untapped mineral potential in Paraguay. The acquisition strengthens Vanguard's strategic footprint in the region and supports their mission to secure critical minerals for the global clean energy transition. The UD Promedio project consists of four concessions, offering a highly prospective uranium exploration asset. Paraguay's investor-friendly regulatory environment and mineral potential make it an attractive destination for mining companies. Vanguard Mining Corp. is focused on responsible exploration and value creation, with a commitment to identifying assets critical to the global energy transition. Turn your house into a green dream with 5J Building Sustainable Renovations. 5J Building, a Melbourne-located renovation company, is leading the way in sustainable home renovations. With a focus on eco-friendly materials like recycled timber and low VOC paints, they offer modern designs and reliable workmanship. By using energy-saving fixtures and durable materials, 5J Building helps homeowners save on energy bills and reduce their environmental impact. Their stress-free approach to renovations includes clear communication and customer-focused timelines, ensuring a smooth process for all. With a commitment to creating homes that are both stylish and sustainable, 5J Building is a trusted name in the Melbourne renovation industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.